sure we'll be finished by your lunchtime anyway. Let's see, the preacher preaches a
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the
music.
And if you wanted to compliment the organist, you might say to him, that music is really
beautiful.
If you had to change a tire on the way to church, you might say, well, church will be over
when we get there.
All right. The enemy of God is called the
devil, Satan.
Any other names?
Depends on your political philosophy, I mean.
What
Moscow.
What might you say that tell children is going to get them if they're bad?
The boogeyman.
Is he the devil?
No, children don't even believe in boogeyman anymore.
What do people think they see in a graveyard to frighten them?
Ghosts.
And a house where strange things are supposed to live.
Haunted.
I'll go if you insist, but I'd blank.
I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm. How would you tell a friend whom you see on the street that whom you hadn't seen in a long time? What would you say to him to express your pleasure at seeing him?
God, it's good to see you.
All right. If someone owns, say, 500 acres of land, you might say, gee, that's a
lot of land.
Would you ever say a right smart of land?
No.
Okay. If something shocking were reported to you, you might say, why, the very
idea.
And what would you say to a friend whom you met on the street, inquiring about his health?
How are you?
What would you say to a stranger when you were introduced?
How do you do?
And if you've enjoyed a person's visit, you might say, come.
Thank you for coming.
And I hope you'll come.
I hope you'll come again.
Mm-hmm. What would you say as a greeting on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Did you ever hear anyone say Christmas gift?
No.
Okay. And what do you say on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. And other than saying thank you might say I'm much.
Much obliged.
Mm-hmm. You might say I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you made a purchase, the storekeeper would take a piece of paper and
wrap it.
And in the past, he
wrapped it.
When you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Mm-hmm. If someone had to sell for less than he paid, he's selling at a
loss.
And if something is too expensive for you, you'd say, I like it, but it blank too much.
Costs too much.
Mm-hmm. On the 1st of the month, the bill is
due.
And when you belong to a club, you pay your
dues.
If you have no money, you might go to a bank and try to
make a loan.
One word for that. You
borrow.
Mm-hmm. And the banker might say, well, money is
tight.
Or, meaning there's not much of it. It's
scarce.
Mm-hmm. We've got some more verbs coming up. A boy ran down the springboard and
dove.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday, well, he has
He will die.
If you're not sure about the has?
No. He dove. I don't know what that construction is.
Probably don't use it very often. No. If you dove in and you landed flat on your stomach, you'd call that a
belly bust.
Okay. Then after you dove in, you did what?
I swam.
And you have
swam.
And you will
swim.
And if you didn't know how to swim and fell in the water, you might
thrash about.
Well, if you went all the way down, didn't come up, you
drown.
And yesterday he
drowned.
And he has
drowned.